Welcome to the Brian Beebe Half Hour Variety Hour. It's really 15 minutes of fun, music, and laughter stretched out into something much, much longer. And now, here's your host, Brian Beebe.
Must have more signal going to it today. We're on. Hey, it's Brian Beebe, everybody, and we're it's Wednesday night at 5 o'clock, and we're on. We're doing another show here, live on Facebook, and archived forever, 24/7. You can listen to this if you miss part of it on MadisonTalks.com, and we're brought to you by Sorrento's Restaurant. Up in Wisconsin Dells, and Monk's Bar and Grill all over Wisconsin. So go see those guys. They're all doing their doggondest to survive in this winter climate. But they both know how to be busy, and they are busy, and get you in and out quick, and the food's great. So Sorrento's is an Italian place up at the Wilderness. The Wilderness is a huge 700-room resort in Wisconsin Dells. You can't miss it. You get off on 92 and go three lights, and there it is, okay? And if you're going north, that is. Yeah, going north, head into town. There you go. Mike, somebody, I've been hearing from people quite a lot that the podcast is relaxing to them.
You know, that's good.
Yeah. Is it good?
I think so.
I was thinking maybe I should be more energetic today. You know, and pump up the energy a little bit. Maybe do more fast songs.
Cartwheels and
yeah, anything. Because I could stand up once in a while, but you'd see all the stains on my pants.
I don't think we can see your face now.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, which is more important, my shirt or my face? You know, this is a little something to make you feel warmer here. See my. Can you see my Madison?
Oh yeah, it'd be it.
My Florida. Logo here, Mad City Beach, Madeira Beach in Mad City and Mad Beach.
Huh?
You got Mad City here and Mad Beach down at Madeira Beach near St. Pete on the Gulf Coast. And I'm happy to say that I'll be down there for, I think we're just flying down for a day. It's not going to be a very long trip. Not long enough, anyway. It's going to be more than a day, but it's not long enough.
Long enough to thaw out, huh?
Yeah, not really even enough to thaw out. You know, when you get started really enjoying yourself down in Florida, then you got to get ready to come home. You know, yeah. It's I've gone down there for more longer than this one I'm doing next month, so I can't really complain. Geez, I lived down there all winter for 20 years, and just came up here in the summertime. That was the life, man. I had that going on right there. I loved it in Florida, and I played down there and made a lot of lifelong friends. And then I'd come up here in the summertime and see all my other lifelong friends that I turned my back on and went south for all winter from, you know. Boy, I tell you, things have been a little bit tough at my house lately, and I want to share some stuff with you. My recliner rocker. That, you know, the feet come out.
And you get, yeah, yeah.
The feet don't come out anymore.
Uh-oh.
I broke something in there. And I this happened before. And I turned it over and did everything I could see and think of. I even got the wrecking bar, you know, and I tried to pry the thing out, see if it was just stuck in there, but nothing worked.
At least you found your car title and all your notes.
No, no, nothing was under there. It's always been a wonderment to me that there are people who can, and I looked at it over and over again because I really liked the chair, and I only want to be in it if I can get my feet up, right? And there are people who can just, my wife's son came over and flipped it over and looked at this or that and put this there and it was fixed.
Yep. Mechanically inclined, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it and I don't think I'm all that stupid. And nothing jumped out at me anyway. Maybe I could have really taken a work light, hung up a work light and really looked at the bottom of the chair. But I didn't. I did look at it a number of times, and I could not do this. Now, my son-in-law comes over, and boom. 2 seconds, it's fixed, yeah. But now it's busted again.
Oh, no.
So I've had to call him and tell him to come back. And I'm embarrassed to tell you about this one. I got a humidifier going in my living room because the furnace dries your skin out so bad, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
And I've been filling it, you know, regular. I take the tank when it's empty and take it over and fill it up. Mm-hmm. Take it back over and you got to turn it over and the water goes down in there and it's good again, right?
Yeah.
But today, for some reason, I went over there. No, last night it was. And I got the thing filled up and I brought it over, set it down there. And I said, what the heck happened here? This thing doesn't fit. You know, it's got a curve.
Okay.
And the water tank's got a curve that goes. I set it right up against the body of the humidifier and it didn't fit into the track where the water was supposed to go. And it threw me. I tried it over and over again, cuss and swear. That sometimes helps when you cuss and swear.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, sometimes it really does. But I didn't, and today I went over there and realized I forgot to turn it over.
No.
The tank will not empty into the thing. It won't even fit into the frame unless you turn it over.
That makes sense.
Anyway, so that's... I got to remember to be more energetic. Can you remind me every once in a while, Mike? And feel free to jump in there with that, anything we're talking about. I'm a little bit. I was under the weather, and everybody's had a cold or two. But I'm not under the weather now. I'm just tired of the weather. I'm over the cold.
You're not under the weather, you're over the weather.
Yes. And you know that really long cold streak we had where it was down in the single digits for what, 12-14 days?
Yeah, yeah.
That really was depressing. And I think I've ended up with what they call seasonal affect disorder. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you know that the initials are SAD.
Yes.
Sad. But seasonal affect disorder, and I looked it up because I'm pretty sure I have this, you know, and it, I don't know if it's a real thing or not, but all the symptoms that I dug out here, they fit me perfectly. Seasonal affect disorder, you usually sleep too much and have little energy. Now that's me year round, okay? Sleep too much and have little energy. And you know that you can have seasonal affect disorder in the summer too, and that ends up with being a kind of an anxiety thing.
Huh.
Do you get that?
Too happy.
Maybe anxious or worried about something more than you're too tired to worry about it in the summer in the winter if you have the seasonal affect disorder. I'm going to play some happy, warm songs here on the keyboard today. So, here's a couple of statistics about, and if you think you have seasonal affect disorder, call in. We can call in and talk about anything you want today. Call with a question or a comment or a song request. It's 608-210-1667. They said 9.9% of people in Alaska have this seasonal affect disorder. I don't know. Do they have a warm season up there?
Big time.
And then Florida, it's 1.4%.
Yeah.
Nobody's worrying about SAD in Florida. The symptoms can be hopelessness, worthlessness, thoughts of suicide, loss of interest in activities, withdrawal from social interaction, and as soon as I got that far and I realized that's me, I mean, year round, that's all the time, withdrawal from social interaction, and I mean, I just don't, sleep and appetite problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Difficulty concentrating and making decisions. Boy, there's another one. That's another year rounder for me there. Decreased sex drive. Definitely, that's a year-round thing for me. Difficulty waking up, nausea, I don't have that. Tendency to overeat, and you crave carbohydrates.
Comfort foods.
Is that year-round? That's year-round for me. I mean, the symptoms might be just talking me out of this, having this seasonal affect disorder, because this stuff, every one of those things I just mentioned, is definitely year-round for me. Decreased sex drive, difficulty concentrating and making decisions, and a difficulty waking up. I don't know. I must have it all the time. And they say that some of it is kind of innate in people. Hibernation has always affected everybody in the northern hemisphere, because in the past there was a lack of food in the wintertime. And so people, bears, whoever was that hibernated, would go sleep until there was food out there. And I get that too. More women than men have this seasonal affect disorder. So they're thinking that maybe it has something to do with reproduction. And I don't know. Is that if you're in bed more because of seasonal affect disorder, you're hibernating, and then the wife is never in the mood, you know, because of she's got it, and the reproduction stuff goes off. And here's the husband. He's without enough food. He's hibernating. It's winter. He's cold. He's depressed. Living in a cave, probably. and he needs a little bit more loving. And the wife is just not interested. You know, decreased sex drive. Everything.
Vicious cycle.
Yep. And they say that it's chemically, it's a lack of serotonin. And who is this serotonin? I mean, I heard a lot about her at Thanksgiving, too. Didn't you? Serotonin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or was that melatonin?
And tryptophan.
Yeah. Melatonin, her sister, melatonin. Yeah. And that is, melatonin production is caused by dim light and darkness, okay? So if the lights are down, in the world around you, or just at your house or whatever, that melatonin is produced by the pineal, P-I-N-E-A-L gland.
Yes.
And it's caused by, it's released into your system when light is dim and darkness is, and that's a true story, that there is something called light therapy. Mm. That when it's too dark like that, if you light an extra light, or just, you know, keep a light on all the time, you're likely to be less depressed. Light therapy. Think, and you Google that, see if you don't agree.
Yeah, that makes sense, because the pineal gland is actually rods and cones. It's the tiny, it's what people call it, your third eye in the middle of your brain.
Oh, yeah?
It's like an eye. Yeah.
Well, they say there's a direct connection from the retina in your eye to the pineal gland.
Yep.
And so if you're not seeing enough light through your retina in your eye, that's the film at the back of your eye that makes your images. And by the way, did you know they're upside down in your eye?
Yes.
And your brain turns them over? Is that something? And the pineal gland then is releasing melatonin into your system because of the lack of light coming to your retina. People who are likely to have this SAD, if they're more likely than other people, it's people with neuroticism, another indicator that I probably have it, you know. A lack of openness, yes, that's it. I guess that's not really, kind of me, but not really. Here's one, a subset of people who would get this seasonal affect disorder, a lack of agreeableness, avoidance. If they're avoidance oriented in their coping style.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a problem and you just you go into denial instantly.
Run away.
Avoidance oriented coping style. you might have. See, that's all the, I mean, all the reasons in the world why I probably have it, you know, seasonal affect disorder. So I guess we got to talk about Christmas. It's Christmas. Christmas is coming, isn't it?
It's pretty close.
Oh. I'm going to do some Christmas songs today. No, we're not. But I'm going to do some warm songs and songs that remind me of summer, and I hope they remind you of summer. Well, we could do a, how about this? Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women, steal your money and they break your heart. Why is that? I wonder if this thing transposed and I didn't know it. Down in Jamaica, there it is, lots of pretty women, steal your money and they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam, takes him from the fire to the frying pan. On and on, I just keep on trying, and I smile when I feel like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Poor old Jimmy sits alone in the moonlight, watches his woman kiss another man. So he steals a ladder, takes the stars from the sky, turns on Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on, he just keeps on trying, and he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Well, it's the first time and the last time. Toes in the sand, my woman left me for another man. So he steals her, I don't care, I just dream and stay tan, toss up my heart and see where it lands. On and on, I just keep on trying, and I smile when I feel like crying. On and on, on. I heard that part of that song, the mistakes in part of that song were not my fault. My keyboard has been in my car for a number of days. I just pulled it out and threw it in here, and it's just warming up. Did you feel like, did you hear that thing changing keys or jumping keys? I got the same program here, but I'm pretty sure that it happened kind of right at the split line.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, so I think.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I think it's warming up, and so am I, so. I was going to tell you that that's a song by Stephen Bishop, and if you ever saw Animal House back in the 80s, Stephen Bishop was the guy with the guitar on the stairs singing to these girls, I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a... And John Belushi grabs the guitar from him, smashes it against the wall, hands him the neck back and says, sorry. I mean, what the heck? That was Stephen Bishop. And he had a couple of hits, but that was the big one. Anyway, that's, you know, and I vowed that I would add some energy to this thing today, But it's hard when you're sitting down to play. I get music in my ear. Are we going for a break?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to stand up anyway because I need to keep the energy up. I don't want these people listening to this show and going to sleep. It's Brian Beebe. We're in Madison talking on Madison Talks and on Facebook Live. Call us, 210-1667, and let's talk about seasonal affect disorder or Florida. If you're going down to Florida for the winter, let's talk about that. Anyway, here we go. We'll be back in a minute.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
Brian Beebe here, brought to you by Sorrento's at the Wilderness and Monk's and Bar and Grill all over Wisconsin. Up in Eau Claire and Verona, north to south, and then you got east and west in Madison here, Sun Prairie and Middleton. And we have two in Wisconsin Dells because Monk's started in Wisconsin Dells. And the first time they built another one other than the original was in Lake Dalton, kind of out there on the strip by the Kalahari and the Great Wolf and all those places that people go now instead of going downtown. So anyway, the one out on in Lake Dalton at the Wilderness has a great big theater in the basement. Not a great big one, but a good-sized one. And they have concerts down there, and it's not your typical Monk's. And some of you who have been to some of those concerts know what I'm talking about. It's a fabulous venue for... Mike, I hear something in the background now. Is something playing in there?
That's me checking the Facebook.
Oh, okay, yeah. Anyway, and by the way, that's another thing I wanted to talk about. Say what you will about Facebook. If somebody's manipulating the ads to a political cause on Facebook, so be it. I mean, Facebook is... I think it's far from being anywhere near taking a stand on anything political. Do you think, Mike?
Yeah, no, I don't
think it's just a matter of people can buy ads on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like life. You can go to like a political meeting or any kind of meeting or to a bar or a restaurant, and some of those people are going to have different views than you.
Whoa.
Yeah. You just are. That's the way it's going to be. And there's going to be some blacks and some whites and some Democrats and Republicans everywhere you go. Walmart, mostly Republicans, I would say. I don't know. But Facebook, can you imagine all the electronic signaling and stuff that's going on somewhere in the Facebook's Facebook's computers somewhere.
There must server be just facility.
It must be a place as big as the Capitol building here, just with computers.
Gotta be. Yeah.
Because there's never any. One of the things I wanted to say about Facebook was that it's never done me wrong. I can't remember any time when it's told me that something was down, something didn't work.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, so you, I'm just one of, what do they have, 200, 100 million people or 2 billion people or something worldwide? Customers wise,
I don't know.
Facebook?
That's got to be though. It's got to be practically everybody.
Almost everybody that's got a computer, almost everybody that's got a computer has got is on Facebook, and I don't have it. It's never, it never goes down. It's never really that slow unless my computer is slow. Say what you will about Facebook, I think it's a pretty good deal. And I'm a long time. I'm still with the same company that I started with when I first got online. It's been, you know, 10 years ago at least. I'm a loyal customer to AOL.com. I know people make fun of that. It's so old.
I remember getting the little tins in the mail.
Yeah, yeah. And I had to get several of those tins because it's, you know, something would happen. Or if you got a new computer, you'd have to reload it. You know what I mean? Yeah, the tin that had the CD in there.
Big
yeah.
Time.
Or they'd send it through the junk mail with a cardboard thing. But it was, yeah, that was neat. AOL 7.0 and AOL 9.8 or whatever they were back then, you know. Anyway, that's... That's neither here nor there. They were, but it's that I was going to say that's good service for me too, and it's just why switch? You know, I only do my computer work, you know, messaging and things like that. I text on my phone, but all my messaging and stuff on AOL and Facebook and all that are done on my computer at home. So, and it's I'm happy with it. It never breaks down. Sometimes the utility company breaks down.
The only other thing is that SpaceX rocket, SpaceX 9, that blew up recently.
Yeah, what was that?
That was Facebook's internet satellite. They're trying to push for free internet and trying to have an internet
separate from one that's about to be closed.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that Facebook put up a rocket. You know, I heard about a rocket blast. Blowing up, but I didn't hear if it was a Facebook rocket. Is it? Was Facebook behind?
They were involved in
it. Was
their
satellite?
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
And who took it up? What government? Or was it an independent rocket?
No, it was NASA.
It was NASA.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're very close to having tourist rides up to the moon. And
oh yeah, Richard Branson.
2050. They said they're going to have a tourist rocket going to Mars.
Yeah. Can never come back.
They're gonna come. Well, they're gonna figure that out, aren't they?
You gotta figure out how to fold space, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Because, I don't know how they do it. But dark energy probably is involved, huh?
Yeah.
Dark matter, I mean. Dark matter. That's something that's up there, you can't see it.
We created a stable wormhole. Nobody knows.
yeah. But still, I mean, that's 2050. If you go on, I've seen some video online about things that are going to be like in 2030, 2040, 2050, and it gets pretty weird, pretty fun. Oh, it's a fun video if you can find it. Anyway, I wanted to say that. I wanted to say, let's do a couple more warm songs here while we're at it here. Oh, you know, you probably know this, Mike. You don't know this, but I have a kind of small nasal passages. I was born with very hard to breathe through my nose. So I'm a mouth breather a lot of the time. But I learned years ago that a product called Vicks Sinex opens that nose up. Like it's a little squeeze bottle. You throw it up there, and your nose is open in 30 seconds, just open as wide as it can be.
It's a spray, yeah.
Yeah, it's a spray, and it's called Vicks Sinex, and the people that have used it know what's coming next here. If you use it more than like twice a day,
yeah,
all of a sudden the Sinex itself closes your nose up,
huh.
And now you're completely blocked. You were a little bit blocked when you first used it. Now you're completely blocked inside.
That sucks.
And you can't use the stuff anymore.
Right.
Because that's made the problem this bad, you know? And how long does it take you? I learned that quite early with that stuff, that you really have to be careful. You don't use too much, and you can't use it more than once in, let's say, 3 or 4 days.
Was it the same stuff where like the chapstick size thing that you shoved in your nose and sniffed?
Oh, that, yeah. Like, now, that's a different thing, but it's the same stuff.
Okay, yeah.
I think you can overdo those, too. I have had
I
a lot
used
of those.
To use those back in the day. Yeah,
but the Sinex, call in. Let's talk about something. It's 608-210-1667. You can request a song, talk about Sinex, talk about seasonal affect disorder, or whatever's going on in the world. I'm still debating whether I'm supposed to go to any kind of a political issue kind of a show or keep it about music, but it's amazing what's going on in the news every day, huh? I mean, nobody knows who's in charge. Nobody knows. They're talking about what they call it, censuring the president.
Yeah.
Then who says, who's going to write out those crazy tweets?
Huh? Bots. Twitter bots.
So we don't need him to Twitter?
Twitter bots with Trump's personality program.
I bet you they have that all scoped out, and they can duplicate his opinions and his tweets to the word. Yeah. Automatically, a bot can do that.
We can start the rumor now. Trump is an android.
Yeah. A 71-year-old, 235, and I think he's heavier than that. Of course, he doesn't have any weight in his hands. His hands are light as a feather. But they said 6'3 and 239 in his physical yesterday. You think he's that tall and that?
He's probably more than 230. Yeah.
He always weighs. He wears the big jacket, well tailored.
Yeah, sure.
But there's nothing showing.
Right.
A waist or chest or anything. So. I think that they said he was in. Why would the doctor say this? The doctor said he was in absolutely perfect shape, and there was no reason why he couldn't serve out the rest of his 8-year term.
Huh.
Do doctors say things like that? Political statements like that? I don't think they do. And anyway, I don't want to get involved in it, but boy. You know, let's hope nothing terrible happens to the guy, whether you like him or not. But for the doctor to say, not 4-year term, the rest of his 4-year term, the rest of his 8-year term, you know, is the president on an 8-year schedule now or 4? You know, I don't, anyway. Okay. I don't know if this is in B flat again, but I think it will because I'm sitting down. That's the other thing. I stand up to play when I'm at work, and it has more energy.
Mm.
When you sit down to play, you're saying, I am low key, low energy. You know, if anybody sits down and crosses their leg and plays a guitar, you know they're not going to rock.
They're not going to move.
And they're not going to rock at all. You know, nothing that they play will be rocking.
No, yeah.
You'll have one of those, he'll be one of those shows where you are asked to and forced to listen to every song, every word of every song, because they have heavy meaning.
Right.
If you cross your legs and play songs that are like this, you want people to listen to every word.
Big time,
yeah,
for sure.
And I don't play any songs where you have to listen to the words. I just don't. It's just not. If you miss some of the words in some of my songs. It's like a soap opera. You just pick it right back up. You know. I was gonna do this one. These are warm songs. Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to keep warm. That sweet, sweet scene of surrender. When you gave me your heart, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately, I was your hero, you were my leading lady. We had it all, just like Bogey and McCall, starring in our own late show, sailing away to Key Largo. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, now I hear that, you know, little glide, that bend.
I think it was me, but you know, I think I played that in two different keys, but I never have before.
That right there, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on here? Something happened while I was while it was really cold.
Do those keys have aftertouch? If you press too hard, does it bend? Nope. Oh.
I heard it that time.
Aftertouch.
But that's only if you use your little thing, isn't it? Well, that's going to make it tough here today for me to try to do this.
But to figure out how to turn that off, yeah.
When I was a kid, oh, let's do this one. Let's see what it does during this one. This is a warm, hot song, right? Let's get you. Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck's getting burned and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk, hotter than a match here. Every night, it's a different world. I'm in a different key. Find a girl, go out and down, dance all night. South key, it'll be all right, babe. You know it's a pity that the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressing so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing at the bus stop, running upstairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. Every night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, you know it's a pity that the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right, babe. You know it's a pity that the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck's getting burned and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk, hotter than a match head. Every night is a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right, babe. You know it's a pity that the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. B chord at the end stayed right. Well, I'm glad you heard it, Mike, because I might have thought I was going crazy. Maybe that cold has wrecked this and it needs to go in for repair, huh? It doesn't. Not supposed to get as cold as it was in my car there.
Maybe it'd be fine after a week sitting in here.
Yeah. Of course, the Beach Boys are always good, but this isn't really a summer song, but when it came out, when I was a kid, it was on the radio, and I was painting the fence in the backyard. Most of the summer, it seems like it took me to paint that damn fence. So this one, it reminds me of those hot days in the backyard painting. Sunshine, go away today. Don't feel much like dancing. Some man's come, he's tried to run my life. Don't know what he's asking. He tells me you better get in line. Can't hear what he's saying. Let's go up, I'm gonna make him mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. Now he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sun, sunshine, sunshine, go away today. Don't feel much like dance. Some man's come, he's tried to run my life. Don't know what he is asking. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. He can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Wow.
It's a good time to switch there.
Sunshine! No, I tried to switch with it, but as soon as I do, it changes back, see? Oh, it goes, and then it goes. Jonathan Edwards, a one-hit wonder. That's a great one. It's a lively one, but it's Sunshine, Go Away Today. Don't feel much like dancing. Is it necessarily summer? It just reminds me of summer. How about I Hope This Stays All Right? As soon as I said it, it started. It's a whole step, it goes away. Well, he's come. You're right, as soon as I started, it went.
Very sorry.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls, with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the Northern girls, with the way they kiss, they keep the boyfriends warm at night. Ha ha! Did you hear that? I wish they all could be California girls. I wish they all could be California girls. The West Coast has the sunshine and the girls all get tan. I dig a French bikini and a white nine and dot by a palm tree. You see, to try to explain this to you guys, the keyboard, you might think it's, you can't tell the difference, but it's, I start, did you hear that? I hit the same note and went bump, 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 same note I hit.
It's an East Coast jazz keyboard. Just changes keys all the time.
Yeah, and gives you no notice.
Yeah.
So it just changes.
Keep
your
up, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, because it's going to be different. And it's really hard to sing with a keyboard. You're playing and you're singing in this key. Now I won't be able to do it. And it changes keys. Somebody's calling in to save me. I hope. It might be a bill collector. I understand. Madison talks. No? Who is it?
Yeah, we got George on the line.
Oh, thank you. Hey, George. Thank you, man. You could tell I was suffering, couldn't you? Hello, George.
Hey, how you doing?
You haven't called in for a while. What's your excuse? Do you have one?
Well,
huh?
I I don't. I've been working too much.
Yeah, on the road. Are you on the road again?
No, on the road again.
Don't make me play that, because we'll do it in the wrong key for sure.
Anything you play is the bomb.
Well,
the best, man. Hey, I'm going to be down there next week. But, hey, I had a question. I hope you don't change your format and go to political.
No.
Yours is like a break. We both come together, both sides.
Yeah.
And then you're like a court jester, fun, love life. No, I mean that as a compliment.
I know. I know what you mean. There's a little There's a little respite, an oasis here from the all the political shows you listen to.
Yeah.
But
you can never change them, you know. So I mean, I pray for them, but I don't know if prayers help them.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, no, you have to believe that they do, don't you, George? You have to
believe that. Well, but some of them I pray for are atheists, and so, but I know some atheists that have changed. I was an agnostic when I was 19.
Yeah.
I didn't know for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you think, oh, somebody invented God like Santa Claus, so we're good all our lives, and we get a reward at the end, like Santa, you know?
Yeah.
But I think he's there. I really think he's there.
Well, and I'm glad for you, and I'm thinking that if you do feel that way, you kind of have to believe that your prayers are working on these people, don't you?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I believe that, like, we'll see each other again on the other side and heaven, and for the people that do believe, and I'm going to get in trouble with all my Christian friends saying this, but I don't think you even got to be a Christian. I know Christians, we believe that Jesus is the only way, and he says that, but I like to believe, I've got lots of good Jewish friends, and I got lots of good Muslim friends, and I got lots of good all these other ones friends.
And it's hard to imagine it. It's hard to imagine,
you know,
those good people going to hell just because they're not doing exactly like
you got it. And,
yeah.
Right. And I don't think God would do that. And I think that atheists, now, I don't have much time for atheists, because I think they just think that they're the center of the universe, and when we die, we're just warm food in our spirit. They've proven when we die,
well,
we lose a few ounces, the soul goes away.
I read that too. A guy was weighed just before he died, and right after he died, it was like 28 grams lighter.
I think it's 21.
21 grams lighter, and they figured that was the weight of his soul, huh? I mean, I don't know.
Hey, but Brian, I don't want to get too heavy on you, because your show is always fun.
But,
I got to get up. We got to get up to. We got to bring a bunch of friends up to your show at Sorrento's. Because I got to tell you, that is like one of the best shows. I always like Mitch's big show.
Yeah, I do too.
He's not listening now. I think your show at Sorrento's is almost better than his big
show. Do you know he's not listening? He might be.
Well, I don't want him to kick my ass. But wouldn't be too hard to do. But we got to get up there, because that's a night out on the town, man.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't go out too much, and it's up, you dress up, and you go to some clubs around the Dells on the Strip or downtown, and then come out there to that place.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, I thought I was in L.A. or Hollywood.
Yeah, they do have a nice feel to them. A lot of the nicer restaurants and bars in the Dells have a really nice old-fashioned kind of almost a Rat Pack sort of a feel. Our bars.
Oh, Brian, and I'm watching you right now, and you look like a damn beach boy. You look so good looking. You got that tan, that scruffy blonde hair, and you just look like a beach boy. Look at you looking like, no, you're chuckling. It's the truth, though.
It's not a tan. That's high blood pressure.
Oh.
The color on your phone is not right. That's bright red. The color on your phone or your computer is not right.
What?
It's bright red, high blood pressure.
Yes.
No, but you know, I'm super glad you called in, man. And I don't care if we get heavy for a minute, because we only got a few minutes and the keyboard won't work. So I mean, what am I gonna do? I could sing something a cappella for you, George. You got a request? I know I'd go from rags to riches.
Yeah.
If you would only say you can. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
I love it, baby. I love it.
My clothes may all be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that really matters. It's everything. So open your arms and you'll open the door to every treasure that I'm praying for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? Here comes the beginning now. My fate is up to you. Is that your false teeth clicking together there? What is that? Oh, you're clapping. Oh, thank you. I should have done it with you. You know, one person clapping is just, that's so lonely, isn't it? I mean, what's lonelier than that?
Yeah, but I'm stuck with my scotch. I'm not. I'm watching you on my computer. I'm down in my office in the lower level. And there you are.
You mean to tell me you actually put down your scotch to clap there? That is quite a compliment, pal.
Yeah, I can't hold my rock glass with my teeth yet. You know, so.
Well, I take that as a very quite a compliment that you'd
put down
your scotch.
You know what else?
Hello?
As soon as you're from 6 o'clock to 8, and then I'm gonna have more scotch and watch my favorite movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, is that on tonight? What is it on Netflix?
No, I own it. I'm gonna watch it on my DVD.
And what you put yourself through these kind of things you have to do first, kind of rituals that you have to take care of, and then you put your movie on at 8 o'clock? I mean, you have it. It's yours. You could be watching it right now, but you have to watch it at exactly the right time. Is that kind of how it works at your house? We lost him. Oh, you know, that was a good question, too. And I was just rattling the way into space with it, you know. It sounded like he was going to, what did he have to do? He had this and this, and he had finished working, and the scotch, and something else. And then he would turn the movie on. I'm kind of out of it now, too. I lost my phones, too. Are you closing down already in there?
No. We're good.
Yeah? I lost something here. See what you got. No? All right. We might as well just lock it up here, man. We got no collars and no keyboard. And I suppose I could tell you another joke if I could think of a good summer thing, because we're tired of the cold. We're tired of the cold. Winter is getting us depressed. And it must be George calling back. But anyway, we're going to close up shop in a couple of minutes. Let me think of we were talking about Henny Youngman jokes here. Mitch likes a quick one-liner jokes, like it's kind of the same way I do. And Henny Youngman and Rodney Dangerfield worked hard to make it seem really natural when they came across with, there's an event on Mitch's, I don't watch much Mitch's screen, but Henny Youngman used to say, a guy was hauled into the court, and the judge says, you've been hauled in for pickpocketing. The fine's $50. His lawyer says, well, he doesn't have quite $50 yet, Judge. But if you'll give him a few minutes in the crowd. There we go. Perfect. Just like that. I should have a violin under my arm. A guy owns a bar, and he's sitting at the bar, and he's watching his bartender, and the bartender takes in a drink, $2 for a drink, $1 in the register, and $1 in his pocket. Sells another drink, $2. $1 in the register, $1 in his pocket. Sells a third drink. This time he takes the $2 and puts the whole thing in his pocket. And the guy calls him over. He says, what's the matter? We're not partners anymore? That's the Henny Youngman stuff. Then you got Rodney Dangerfield. The no respect. You got no respect, man. My wife and I, we quit smoking. That's another one. We said we'd only smoke after sex. I got the same pack since 1985. Trouble is, my wife, she's up to 3 packs a day. Yeah. My wife, she met me at the door in a sexually negligee. I don't know, my brain might be working. Maybe what keyboard was fine and my brain was just... she met me at the door in a sexy negligee. The trouble is, she was just coming in. Yeah, she'd been out. Anyway, my daughter, that's another one. My daughter, she's been picked up so many times, she's starting to grow handles. Come on, yeah, and one more.
I can't do it with the music.
Oh, okay. One more quick one. And they used to call her Federal Express because when she went to a guy's apartment, she absolutely positively had to be there overnight. All right, Brian Beebe. Monk's Bar and Grill all over Wisconsin and Sorrento's at the Wilderness. Come on up and see me play up there. The keyboard works up there, so we'll see you.